It is now time for the program Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
Quantum Production.
You put in that banana leaf and rap, boy, you wrapping up cornmeal pie. Hey. You said doing all this and you said doing all that. Well, go long for your cornmeal pie.
You must be dreaming. It's like fried chicken without seasoning, yeah. A real conky has in race sense. It's just a shame to degrade them with some crap and leaf that brown down. Don't sing another
you
song.
You must be dreaming.
It's like fried chicken without seasoning, yeah. Conky, it's like royalty really bleeding, yeah. Must be a damn idea or you're dreaming. You must be dreaming. Sit down,
you must
boy.
Be dreaming, boy.
Raisins in my conky.
Twenty-seven minutes before 7 o'clock. Beautiful Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. Good evening to the hosts, Luggy Dan.
Manners and respect, beer. Get ready, my right, 6:30 p.m. every single Saturday on the nation's number one, 92.9 FM. Today we'll be talking all things crop over. When I hear about the new route. I want to know when I'm loving the new route so far. It sounds like it got more space to me. It sounds like a good route to me. We can test it out and see. I want to know if when I hear about the new route and if when I'm loving it so far. This here is Cropover 50, Cropover 50. And I want to know what you are looking forward to most for the Cropover season. And what you enjoyed most about last year. 434-1790 or when I could WhatsApp the number. Today we're talking all things crop over and it's emancipation season coming up as well. So we can speak a little about that. I can share some information on crop over for crop over 2024. I am one of the crop over ambassadors for crop over 50, crop over 2024. So I'll be sharing lots of information with you. Salutes to Paradise Nature Park. Tomorrow I have some adventure clubs. I'll be taking to Paradise Nature Park tomorrow for 10 a.m. Salutes to Paradise Nature Park. Salutes to everyone who continues to help out, who continues to help out. I have two young mothers who have families that are trying to help out this weekend, so anybody can WhatsApp me to help out or donate. 236-3534, 236-3534. Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme. Today we're talking crop over 2024, though. I want to know if you like the new route. If you don't like the new route, what you're looking forward to for crop over 2024. Ollie, give me some music and then we can come back and take some calls.
Like everything was just a dream, but no, every voice could ever.
This
19 minutes before 7. Back with you, Sluggy.
So, parade starting point. The helipad in Bridgetown. Proceed on to Princess Alice Highway. Turn on to Prescott Boulevard. Continue along President Kennedy Drive. Turn left at Barbies Hill. Turn left at the Eagle Hall Junction by the traffic lights. Continue along Black Rock Main Road. Turn left at the Frank Worrell Roundabout, bottom of UWI Cave Hill Campus. And onto the Mighty Griner Highway. Parade ends on the Mighty Griner Highway. Bands enter Kensington Oval. I want to know how that sounds to you if you are loving it. Your new route. Your new route is different, but it is more space. So we have more space to move about. Remember, this is the season of emancipation as well. April 28th. Of course, we know April 28th is National Heroes Day. April 14th, which is tomorrow. April 14th is the anniversary of Buster Rebellion. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the Buster Rebellion. I remember April 28th is National Heroes Day. And as the month come close to the end, I will tell you the action, what is happening for me as it pertains to the season of emancipation. No, Lou.
Yes,
introducing my co-host. Lou, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, Sluggy. How are you?
I'm great. So you're a youngster.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? 23?
Yeah.
23?
Yeah.
Good, 23. And you've never took part in popover before in your life?
No, I have never.
This is amazing to me. Yeah. Cause you know, here we are, we think popover is the biggest thing and the biggest festival, Ollie. And I've come across so many young people who've never done anything at all, popover, not even attend a fete. Which to me, fun is quite amazing. So Lou, you never went to a popover fete either?
I have been to one or two events, but that was maybe in like the last 2 years. But I have never jumped. I have never like really attended like a cropover event like properly. I would say that is because of I raised up religious. So we actually had a thing when cropover day, we used to have like a picnic on Bath on the opposite side of the island. So like growing up, when cropover day had, that's when.
What religion?
Adventist.
Okay, understood. Mm-hmm. No, understood. So go ahead. So growing up, so Adventist, no, that's understood, because when I was growing up, I used to attend Adventist church as well. My grandmother and father was Adventist, mm-hmm. but all my friends used to go to church on Sunday, so I used to go to both when I was growing up. Like, that's crazy. So your cropover experience, so for Lou, coming up, your cropover experience used to be what? A church picnic?
Yeah,
activities. What are your experiences feeling?
Yeah, well, at my church, which actually had a high population of young people, on cropover day, we used to have a picnic. It usually be about Bath or Bathsheba on the opposite side of the island. So while everybody jumping up, we having our picnic on opposite side of the island and just having a good time. So that is the reason why growing up, I never even went to cropover. I think it was 2019, I think I went to the first cropover and like just stand up on the roads and see. That was the first thing I actually see it for myself instead of on TV. So yeah, I plan to jump. I just haven't gotten around to doing that as yet. But yeah, that's the reason why.
So this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So can you explain for us, Ollie and I and the listeners,
mm-hmm.
your first cropover experience? When you got there and you saw it, I want to know the truth. What was going through your head? What was going through your mind? And how was your first experience witnessing Prop Over for the first time after spending all of those years just going to a church picnic far away from Prop Over, no walking on the joy rating, till you then come and boom, you witnessing everything. How was your first experience and what were your thoughts at the time?
I'll be honest with you, I enjoyed it because it just seemed like everybody was just having fun, enjoying life, and it was just great. I remember what I said, I definitely need to jump. COVID happened, they had no Crop Over, and it just never got wrong to actually being able to jump. But the first thing I see is like, this just looks like so much fun, and I need to partake in it. Because it was my culture, and it felt first time seeing it felt like I was missing out on a part of my culture that I kind of like, there's a deep urge, desire within me to get connected to it. So I have never jumped, but that's not for a lack of interest. From the first time I see it, is like I need to do it. I just haven't gotten to do it. Maybe this year is the year, but we will see.
I like when you say that you felt like you were missing a part of your culture
mm-hmm.
from seeing it. Can you for us explain what were you seeing and feeling that made you feel that way? Besides people just skinning the moat, laughing, besides the fun, because I'm sure you had fun at church too. I'm sure for the picnics with that, you're young, you're running boat, you're eating food, I'm sure you have fun too. But what besides just seeing people having fun, what about it made you feel like you are like missing out on my culture? What were you seeing that made you felt that way?
For me, I think it was just the atmosphere, really. Like, you just surrounded, like, obviously it got the people that in the band jumping out, enjoying themselves, but then got all the people on the side of the road just watching. And then sometimes the people on the side of the road got their drink, they're dancing or whatever, so enjoying themselves. It just, like, the atmosphere on the whole was just electric. It just felt like, even like, you got so much people that probably they worry about work and stuff and all those things, but when it comes to that day, all the worries just disappear and you just having fun. It's just you enjoying the music, you're going down the road. Like, most people would be like, I will not walk from this bus stop to next bus stop. Like, that's not me. But then all of a sudden, Crop Over Day, Kaduma Day, they got all the energy to do that whole long thing. And it's honestly the energy, the atmosphere is just electric. And as much as I went and I saw it and like felt it was like, I was more watching the atmosphere and not part of it. And what really like drive me and push me is like, I want to get a chance to be part of that atmosphere, just to feel it and just to know, like, even though the route long, you're not gonna feel it until tomorrow morning, but in the day, you're gonna just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself, listen to music and just go. Just all the worries gonna start back tomorrow, but for like this Kaduma Day, I don't have no worries. It's just about fun, entertainment, and just enjoying yourself.
Listen, I love that explanation. I want taking two tunes, and when we come back, I want you to answer the question, what can we do to encourage persons like yourself to support the mm-hmm. festival and the music a bit more? What mediums can we use? What strategies can we use? What mm-hmm. places or institutions can we go into more? Mm-hmm. What can we do more? To just try to drum that attention to persons, because we may think, well, this set of people or these kind of people or they like this particular thing, so they may care about music. We may be thinking all of these things. Well, when in fact, might just be a couple of things that we can do, you know, to drum up more attention. So when we come back, all we can play some more of my favorite tunes. When we come back, Lou's going to tackle that question for me.
We don't play with it. Fresh trees in the same breeze. Different line but the same squeeze. Shot to the head, catch a brain freeze. I'm fully revved up like an ATM. Cashing out my jeans from the ATM. If them not pleased, then I can't please them. I'm about to go have a great weekend. And them can't deal with it. Rum in a glass. Oh, we just jump on pal and swim. Move so mean with it. Drinking with class. Don Periano got someone so evil is. Snake in a glass. Bad mind you on your glass. I feel complete with it. I don't just talk. Feel up my drinks to my heart and be say shots. To the head, hit the liver. Shot. We love my drinks to my heart and me say shot. We love my drinks to my heart and them can't deal with it. Rum in a glass. Oh, we just jump on pal and swim. Move so mean with it. Drinking with class. Don Periano got someone so evil is. Snake in a glass. Bad mind you and your glass. I feel complete with it. I don't just talk. We love my drinks to my heart and me say shots. To the head, hit the liver. We drink plenty liquor. We don't play with it. We drink, we don't play with it. Send shots. To the head, hit the liver.
Before 7 o'clock, back to you, Sluggy.
Yes, yes, a big up Saddest Man, a really, really good songwriter and a youngster doing it big. So salutes to Saddest. So Lou, that means that the me got no soca tunes that you like.
I wouldn't go as far as saying that. Like for example, that one, the one before that, I really like it. Is the thing about me when it comes to like soca music. I will like, it's a
like, cat-
Yeah, if it catch in the van and they hear it, or like it goes somewhere else and they hear it playing, yeah. But it's the thing, I don't like go out of my way to like go and look for it and find it. But like if I hear it, I will enjoy the song and go from there. So I wouldn't say that I don't listen to soca music. I just don't like actively go out to like find it. But I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it.
Okay, point taken. Mm-hmm. Now, we get to the topic at hand. Talking Cropover 2024. This is 50 years of Cropover, which is a milestone, but in the grand scheme of things, 50 years is still not a really long time historically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still relatively new, fresh. We've got people 50 years old that are still living, so it's not long. Now, what can we do to get persons like yourself,
mm-hmm.
who may be caught up in their own world, doing their own things, and would only enjoy it in passing?
Mm.
What can we do to bring persons like yourself in mm-hmm. a bit more?
Man, Sluggy, this is a difficult question. I can be honest with you. This is a difficult question. But I can attempt to answer it. And I think the easiest, shortest answer you can give is social media. But let me elaborate a bit more on that. My generation, Gen Z, people 20, well, Gen Z is like 27 and younger now. Like, those people, social media. If you're not on social media, if you're not on Instagram, you're not on TikTok, you're not on YouTube, you don't exist. So I believe one of the biggest things that they can do to really capture like my generation, you need to put a bit more emphasis on the social media. And there's a caveat to that. I don't just mean like crop over time. I mean like a year round thing, because I just, from my lack of knowledge, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like these songs and the whole music that come out and the vibe only around crop over time. But you see, as soon as we hit September, it back to business as usual. I feel that, one, that the artists really need to do a bigger push on social media. And also, they need to not just pigeonhole themselves to having this only during crop over time, because I truly believe that the music has the ability to be something to be enjoyed year round. But the fact that people just push it during crop over time, just it kind of like hampers them from having the reach that it could really have. That so yes, I think that the way that they can really capture people in my generation is social media. Because for my generation, if you're not on social media, you simply do not exist.
I like that. And you saying not just for a couple months, make it a year long attempt.
Yeah.
And have content and promoting the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel, again, I have very limited knowledge, so you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like a lot of the music kind of bit too much catered towards festival. I feel like soca, like the genre soca, you can have it more than just being about festival. You can talk about stuff, about life and stuff like that, which will be able to have a more, people will be able to enjoy it more year round. But ain't nobody in Christmas want to hear about jumping up on festival and stuff like that. So I feel like if they also like branch out soca to just not be so festival focused, one, it increases the reach. Two, it can actually help funnel people towards the festival, because year round they're having like the whole soca vibe and stuff like that. So by the time the festival come out and they're hearing these kinds of sounds, it'll be like, you know what? I enjoy this, I'm going for it. So I don't think that branching out away from just the festival is going to hamper it. I would argue actually help it in the long run. But that's just me and my limited knowledge.
No, actually that's a great idea, and something that we should look at, making the soca music all year thing, a year round thing, like you said, to reflect what happened all throughout the year, mm-hmm. and not just only walk up or drinks or mm-hmm. or festival. I like that, and what I hear from you is wider topics.
Yeah.
Wider content and a year round effort with Ollie. Let me take in this topic and see how Lou likes this topic in soca music, Ollie.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to play it right after this.
Movement is good for the body and soul. Join the National Task Force on Wellness on Sunday, April 14th for the Barbados Moves Hike in scenic St. Lucie. The hike begins at 6:30 a.m. at River Bay. Journey through breathtaking landscapes, including the Old North Point Resort and the picturesque Animal Flower Cave, before returning to River Bay. This low-intensity hike is open to all ages, but some hiking experience or physical fitness is recommended. So get your gear ready for the Barbados Moves Hike on Sunday, April 14th, beginning at 6:30 a.m. at River Bay in St. Lucie. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Barbados Moves. This was brought to you by the National Task Force on Wellness and the Barbados Government Information Service.
This Saturday and Sunday, catch the best cricketers in Barbados as the BCA T20 Cup continues across the country. Don't miss any of the fours and sixes from the batsmen as the next group of international stars are born. Come out and support your favorite clubs and teams. Follow all of the exciting action on VOB 92.9 FM from 1:30 p.m. and visit us at www.barbadoscricket.org for the fixtures. It's exciting BCA T20 cricket. Cricket, lovely cricket on VOB 92.9 FM.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock. Okay, Lou DeBajan, this is the one Sluggy wants you to hear. It's one of his favorites for Cup Over 2024. Cooper Dan with Reflection. Take a listen.
Yo, yo. Yeah. See this one for the man in the mirror. Huh? The girl in the mirror. Yes, you in the mirror. When I look in the mirror, I don't see a perfect man, no. I just see a trying man. And I just see an honest man. Now take a look in the mirror. Be proud of your reflection. Everybody has their story. That's why you shan't judge no one. Ah. People ain't easy. They change like the weather, and I can't trust another man. And the music has stressed me. I singing all kind of song, and still I can't catch a hand. But I know who Jah bless. No man curse. Sometimes I get the best man. Yes, got to take the worst. I am so blessed, and I know my worth. And every time I look inside the mirror, I can say that I know who I am. When I look in the mirror, that is me in the mirror. Yes, I know who I am. When I look in the mirror, it's me I see in the mirror. Inside the mirror, that is me in the mirror. Ha! Inside the mirror, I see a reflection of me. The landlord is breathing. Every time you blink is rent, and I can't keep up blinking sense. But me children in hungry. No way, Jason Jamaya so blessed, and I can say that with my chest. Cause I know who Jah bless. No man curse. Sometimes I get the best man. Yes, got to take the worst. I am so blessed, and I know my worth. And every time I look inside the mirror, I can say that I know who I am. When I look in the mirror,
inside the mirror, when I look in the mirror, I see a
inside the mirror, I can say that I know who I am when I look in the mirror. That is me in the mirror. Yes, I know who I am when I look in the mirror. It's me I see in the mirror. Inside the mirror, that is me in the mirror. Ha! Inside the mirror, I see a reflection of me.
Minutes after 7 o'clock, Reflection from Cooper Dan. Sluggy, you've got Lou Dejan in the studio and Sammy G on the phone.
Sluggy, I want to hear Lou thoughts first. I want to hear Lou thoughts first on that topic and that tune.
Talk to me. I like that song. You know why I like that song? That song is a song that I could see being played at Kaduma, but I could also see somebody just playing that on the way to work, just singing and vibing, or just preparing. They getting right on the morning, looking in the mirror, and got that song blasting. I like it. It isn't a festival tune, but it's a festival tune, as it could be played at festival. But the topic about it isn't just festival. It's something that could be played year round, and that's what it means. Stuff that not just pigeonhole to like Kaduma, Crop Over, any kind of festival, something that is clearly like soca, but also like got a different message, and it really, really connected with that. So I like that song a lot. I actually gonna go and search up and add that to my playlist.
Nice. That's what we're talking about, man. That is the power of Radio Ollie, and that's what we here for, so that we and the youth can have conversations and we can form that bridge. So a big respects to you, Ollie. Now you say we have Sammy G on the line, Ollie.
Yes, sir. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
The famous Sammy. Wait, hold on. She ain't on her cell phone. Who, Ollie? We could get a piece of Sammy G before we talk to she. It won't. Yes, Ollie.
Yes, please.
Back with you, Sluggy. Yes.
Good. Now, Ollie, in the meantime, please look for, see if you can find one from last year or one recent. Sammy, no, that was when you was how old?
10.
Wait, hold on a minute, Sammy. Sammy, that song was when you were how old, Sammy?
10 years old.
That was your first year in Junior Minor?
It was my second year in Junior Minor, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That was your second. Oh, nice. So how you got into Junior Minor because of school? How did that song come about. And when you listen back, I want the honest truth, because you see the growth now, and you come from that child to Sammy G, who went finals more than once, who eventually won Junior Marner. When you look back at that time, at that person, what goes through your mind?
I see a very good artist now, person who developed through the arts because of knowledge from Sarge, because Sarge is the actually person, Anthony Sargent, from the Scotiabank Band in Junior Manor. When I was 9 years old at Lawrence Tigay Primary School at the time, he came to the school and asked me, and the principal at the time, Miss Barris, if I wanted to join Junior Manor. So he came to the school, and from his knowledge, coming to Junior Manor workshops, I was able to gather a lot of history and developmental workshops in order to help me grow throughout the art farm. So kudos to NCF on the workshops that they had when it was in my time, because it's 18 years now. I'm 28 years now, so 28 years old now. So 18 years after, and I could see that because of those workshops and the experience from the other Calypsonians who gave their knowledge as well, it helped me develop in the art form.
Listen, right, Sammy, and you know, because at your young age, because you know you're still in your 20s, so you're still a very young girl. But you know, sometimes we take for granted that you got 18 years of experience. I'm sure that you got so much stories and knowledge that you can share to the youngsters and the children. And you are still a youngster yourself with almost 2 decades of experience. So I'm sure in your mind, sometimes when you see the young ones, what goes through your mind when you see young ones coming up? You see the places where you can make them better. You see things you were later to do. You see in your head, does any ideas come up in your head for you to do your own workshops for the children? What goes through your mind, Sammy, when you see the children perform now at the age that you were at that time?
Well, for me, when I go to a Junior Manor show now, I remember, for me, I personally feel that there should be more developmental workshops for Junior Manor. As it compared to my time, we had a lot. There isn't as much developmental workshops for the juniors. Yes, we have workshops available, but there
are
see
more.
One or two,
you
but
see more.
Yeah, there is so much more you they want. Can do.
So that's something you want to see? So let me settle it. So that's an easy issue. You want to see more workshops for the Junior Monarchs, right?
Yes, please. And not just tell them how to sing calypso, but for me, I've watched children on or off stage in costume on the crowd sitting down. In my time, when I had Stephen Brathwaite at NCF because he was our mentor, there are some things that you can or cannot do as an artist. Not just teaching them how to sing calypso, but what it is to be an artist on or off stage, how to carry yourself, costume wise, certain things you can't wear and will not wear on stage. The knowledge that they gave you back then compared to now is extremely different.
A more holistic approach, basically.
Yes. No, and I have no problems with that, and it's a solution you brought forward, and to me it's an easy fix. So that's something we can work on. I can use my influence and power to make sure we see that happen quite for the children. So I'm sure nobody will have a problem with this. For the children, it's something that we got in plans. And if the public wants to see it happen more, you can make sure the public see it happening more. Even if it's happening behind the scenes, they can make sure the public see it. So that's an easy fix. One, Biggie Tia Kane, that was you at 10 years old. Biggie Tia Kane, some of a song now. When we come back, I want to hear how old you were singing this song. And then we can talk about Crop Over 2023 and 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Sammy G on the inside. Ollie, let me give you some music and come back.
Torture. She often felt misused, like no one would want. searching for peace. You know she's been through so much, but it's her faith in higher power. She believes in God, not luck. Dear diary, take me out of this misery. Dear diary, I'm screaming silently.
Two minutes after 7 o'clock, back with Sluggy Dan and Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
Lord, man. Sugar, no. Sammy, before you speak on Cropover 2023 and expectations for Cropover 2024 and the fifth year, before you speak on that, I need to get this from you because you probably never spoke about this on radio. I want you to speak to that 10-year-old girl who started only a year ago. Hearing her, and I want you to speak to 18 years after hearing what that girl had become. And I just want to tell you, by the way, congratulations on 18 years in Cropover and Calypso and music and entertainment. 18 years is a milestone, although you're young. I mean, so I just want to tell you, I'm sure you're the first, and I could brag on that. Congratulations on 18 years in the business.
Thank you. Firstly, thank you so much for that. Yep. And from 10 years old to 18 years old, let me talk about the first decade. My first
corner
was challenging. It had its ups and downs because, like anything in life, there will be challenges and disappointments. Junior Manor shaped me, I must say, Cropover, Calypso, the art form, shaped me into striving to be a better person, not just in competition, but when I first didn't get through in Junior Manor, I cried so bad. And I said when I was 10 years old, I will never be entering another competition again. That was my first time when I sang. And I said, this is hard and I am not coming back. And I didn't get through that year. That year, the Junior Manor was at the stadium. And I cried, sitting on it, tell my mother, mommy, this is not for me. I will never be back on the stage. The year after then, I said, you know what, Sam, don't do that. You put in the word. And Andre Innes at the time wrote my first winning song in 2011, when I was 11 years old then. And he said, you know, you got to put in the word. I didn't understand at first that Junior Manor singing on a stage was so much work. You know, you have to put in the work in order to be excellent, in order to do your best. It's not just turning up on the night. It has a lot of late nights, learning a song, making sure that you understand words on top of words, not just the song, but you have to make sure you're, when you go on that stage, outfit matches what you're singing. So when I went to 11 years old then, now going back into the competition, I got through straight to the finals. That was my first year in the eight. That was my first year. I was 12 then. I made it then into the 8-12. Yeah, 8-12 category, and I won. That was my last year in the 8-12 category, and I won with Protect Yourself. When I won that competition, I am not gonna tell you, it was difficult because, like, why you know, like, I now came in and she put in the work. Watching that performance recently, I realized that I did a lot of work thanks to Dre and the NCF workshops, just by not giving up as a young person. So when I was 12, when I defended my title, I came third. And then I went into the 13-18 competition, which was a little bit more challenging. I came third again. And then I defended. When I won, I came in 2014. I won again, twice in Junior Manor. This title is when I won Junior Manor. I also was the youngest person in Piketty Crop Finals with 40 years. That year, we celebrated 40 years. And that year, I placed with John King. I tied with John King at that year. And John King said to me that year, Sammy G, whatever you do, don't stop. You will be great in this art form. And because of him, I didn't stop because, yes, I was the... Having to juggle two competitions at once was challenging, but I had a great team at that time. It was in Hosa Soca tent. And because as a young person, you sometimes don't really know what to do. Sharon Carew and the cast in that tent Sluggy, the band, everybody came together and managed what I had to do, juggling two tents, having one voice, and being able to sing semifinals one night, finals one night, rehearsals every single day up to the shows. It was difficult, and I asked myself, time to time, why am I doing this? Finals night before my name was called as the winner, I had a panic attack. And I telling myself, my mother said, this is not for you. You need to stop. People keep saying, you shouldn't be doing this competition. You shouldn't be in the competition, juggling two things. I said, why not? If you don't do it, then it will never be done. So then when my name called, I won Junior Monarch and was a finalist in Picardy Crop Finals. Transitioning from doing a Junior Monarch stage into a Picardy Crop Finals stage then was hard, because I grew up hearing these Calypsonians like Adrian Clark and Ian Webster and Blood. I know little me going into a competition, obviously, you know, she's the pleb. I was the pleb. I was the one that ain't really know nothing about Picardy Crop. And why you doing this? Like, I have not had any more persons my age who did Picardy Crop. I was, like, they were consistent. There isn't anyone after Junior Monarch who had said that they are going to continue and continue, apart from Sir Ruel, who I must recommend, who continued. But when we finished Junior Monarch, there isn't no avenue, because we aren't pushed as much to do Picardy Crop. Like, for me, Sharon Carew pushed me into transitioning into Picardy Crop. But as a junior going into Picardy Crop, it was not easy. That was when I wanted to stop, because why do it? And the young people were not going through and being successful like the older folks. So I was looking at it as, this ain't for me. They got people that already make it already. And I would just continue to watch the show. But Sharon at that time said, no, Sam, just transition with grace, and I did. But now, 10 years after, being 28, I must say, when I got through my two, I have been to semifinals since I left Junior Monarch straight. I have never missed a semifinals into the Picardy Crop finals. That's because I have never missed any.
Whoa. Straight quickly, what would you attribute that to? Because that's something that cannot be coughed at either. That's amazing achievement so far. It shows consistency. What would you attribute that to?
I would say the determination of not giving up. And I love Crop Over. I love Picardy Crop. I love Calypso. Being able to give a message. So I must say that it contributes to the fact that, you know, people looking for you to come out, don't disappoint. Because as a person, sometimes I tend to give up. But I love being on stage. I love sending a message to people and making them have a think about things that we haven't really thought about. So to me, it's consistency and being obedient to the cause. Because it's not easy.
I love it. I love it. No, we got time. We got 5 minutes. I want to ask you, Sammy G, Crop Over 2023, in your own words, and what you are looking forward to Crop Over for in Crop Over 2024, seeing that this is the 50th. You had a great, great 40th Crop Over. For you, your 40th Crop Over was historic, right? Your 40th. This is now 50th, a decade later, for you personally. They want to hear for you Crop Over 2023 in a nutshell. And what you're looking forward to for the 50th, and you celebrating that decade and milestone, you have 4 minutes to take your time and explain.
Okay, so 2023 was a challenging year as a Calypsonian. This was the only year for my last 17 years that I did not make it into the competition. For different reasons, it was a learning experience. I had a great run for my 16 years in the art farm. And then on my 17th year, this was the only year I have not been the rush, the adrenaline. I was not there in the competition, the finals. I did judge in the tent, but I did not make it into the finals. And I stopped at that point in time, and I went back to the drawing board. What are you doing that you were not doing for the past 16 years that you were getting through in the art farm? Goodnight. So then I decided to go back to the drawing board and ask myself, what is happening in 2023 that it's not Sammy G? And I realized that it was the push. I was not pushing myself as much as I wanted to for the past 16 years. The obedience, the adrenaline, the rush to be there was not there. So this year now, 2024, Sammy G is back. The Calypsonian that love Calypso, because every year will not be the same. And I must say that when you are not, when you are mentally not in a space to do something, it reflects how you perform on the stage. And that is what happened last year. But this year, I gathered myself after watching the show and having a year to come back and regroup myself. This year is Sammy G. Sammy G is actually back. This is the Sammy G that people know. And I must say that when you guys come to All Stars Calypso 10, you will love this song. Sluggy will tell you eventually that he will love this song. And it is a song that you guys will definitely enjoy. And I must say, because of my 18 years this year, growing development this year is a lot better because I get to focus on myself a lot more, because it was last year was different, 2023, and that break, I actually missed Crop Over. I missed being on stage, and I tell myself, this year, I will not be on stage. Sammy G will be on stage this year for sure.
Crop Over 2024, 50 years in Crop Over. Lou, can I expect to see you a bit more this year, please?
That's the plan. Things don't always go to plan, but that's the plan. But so I just wanted to say, it's just so interesting the differences Sammy G been performing from the time she is 10. And the first time I even saw a Kaduma Festival, I was an adult. So it just is, that just shows the difference in how much young people, in terms of what experience they have with Crop Over. They got some from the time that they was little, they was fully in the show. They got others that even as adults, they never had any experience in it. So that just shows that there is a lot of work that can be done to reach the young people. And there's a wide range of young people in terms of how much they have experience with the whole festival and Crop Over.
And quickly, it is important, Sammy and Lou, that we have these conversations, because here you are, two young people. You experienced Crop Over as an adult. Sammy experienced Crop Over as a child. And we both have a love for art and culture in the whole. So hearing both your all perspectives is quite interesting, because we will know what we need to do more, because she have her ideas from seeing it in the inside, what we should do more. You from the outside, you have your ideas of what you would like to see as of someone coming in it. So it's a conversation that certainly is needed. Sammy, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I want to beg you to please come back. We're on next week, Saturday, again at 6:30. Lou, I would love you to come back. I love these conversations. Yeah, Ollie, thank you so much, Ollie, for holding down everything on the inside, controlling the ones and twos. It was a great show. Beijing, Rhythm, and Rhyme. You can check us out next week, Saturday at 6:30 p.m. on VB 92.9 FM, where Sammy G and I can talk about this bombshell she have to drop for Crop Over 50. They can let me hear it yet, but we can talk a bit about why this particular song at this time. We ain't give you the song either, because I wanna, you know how things is, competition still. But Sammy, we can have more conversations. And thank you so much for coming on this evening, sis.
Thank you too.
Manners. Manners and respect is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. Thank you very much, Ollie. And I'm out.